invitation. Make this year the best year of your life. Is that a title? Yes. Make this year the best year of your life. You may say, preacher, this is impossible because many things are outside my control. Thank God. And in many cases, these are the things that will basically determine how good my year will be. Not necessarily. That statement might be right to an extent. Yet you have something on your favor that millions of people have, but they don't know how to use it. What? Yeah. You have the ability to call into existence the best year of your life. Let's go to Romans 4:17. I'm going to show you a few things today that the devil will cause to happen in your life to try to steal your blessing from you. But let's start in here. Read it with me. That is what the scriptures mean when God told him, I have made you father of many nations. This happened because Abraham believed in God, who brings the dead back to life. I will read it for you again on the bottom. This happened because Abraham believed in the God who brings the dead back to life, who create new things out of nothing. Your year may have not started the way that you may have wished it would have started, but guess what? It is God giving you the opportunity to join Abraham in believing on the God who has the power to bring things out of nothing. You know, this will be a testimony against anyone who doubts. Last year, the Lord said in June, now that you build me a house, I'll give you a house. I have the most gorgeous home down the street. The most gorgeous. And no, you're not coming there now. You're going to wait until summer comes. Then we have a little barbecue. And we'll give thanks together to God for our home. I want you to rejoice. I want you to see that God does not lie. And when God put the things together, last Sunday I preached about favor. This coming Sunday I'll preach again. After the service, once they said, please don't deny me. I'm thinking, uh-oh, this is not sounding right. Let me have a copy of this sermon. I said, absolutely not. Give me the words on favor. I gave her the words on favor. She took it home. Your year may have not begun as you wish it would have begun. This is actually good. You know why? When you don't work for something, you don't know how to appreciate it. But if you would have joined Abraham into believing on the God that has the power to create things out of nothing, your year, this year, will be the best year of your life. I told one of my boys, you know, I'm kind of getting fired up on this thing. I want a retractable gear airplane. Well, I don't make money to buy a retractable gear airplane. But you know what? I've got something that the world don't have. The word of faith. Amen. Why do you need a retractable gear airplane? I don't need it. I want it. If it was a need, I don't have to pray because I've been told my God shall supply. So I don't have to pray for needs. God will take care of my needs. Now I'm going to pray for something that I want. And God will spoil me. So I already have the tail number for my new retractable gear airplane. It's already there. I already have a hangar too. Your year may not have started the way that you wished. But I'm challenging you now to change your manner of speech and join Abraham and I and others who believe. Join us in believing this God that we serve that has the power to create new things out of nothing. So if that child of you is out there, is stubborn and butting heads, guess what? Your God has the power to create a new heart on them. Let the Holy Ghost just knock them off and they're going to be, what happened? This is the Holy Ghost coming, baby. So you better be ready because I'm coming to town. This can be your best year. You say, well, preacher, I hear what you're saying. You're trying to get the people excited. No, I'm not. I think that the major thing that you have to do is when you decide to take God for granted as we are instructed in His Word, we will see things happening we never thought possible to happen in our lives. If God said in His Word that He has a covenant of blessing with you, He does. Whether you believe it or not, He does. Therefore, number one, it could be your best year ever because God is a promise keeper. Tell your neighbor, God is a promise keeper. Prove it. I will. Brother preacher, can you give me Psalm 146, 5? But joyful are those who have the God of Israel as their helper. Come on, third graders, let's read it together. But joyful are those who have the God of Israel as their helper, whose hope is in the Lord their God. This is why it's going to be the best year of your life. Watch this. Give me the backslide translation here, preacher. Watch this. Instead, get help from the God of Jacob. Put your hope in God. Quit trying to figure things out. Put your hope on the God of Israel. And then you're going to know what the real blessing is all about. Let's go back to the NLT. Give me verse 6, preacher. 146, 6. Listen to this. Read it with me. He made heaven and earth, the sea, and everything in it. You read the rest.
Amen.
Tell your neighbor, God is a promise keeper. This will be the best year of your life if you decide to let it do. If you decide to join Abraham and I and everybody else who does believe it on God's promises, because He keeps every promise forever. Did y'all remember what I read in the beginning? The hills and the mountains may disappear. Is that right? But my faithful love for you will not fail. My covenant of blessings will never be broken. He says now, He keeps every promise. For how long?
Forever.
It's a little crazy, but I want you to see the backslide of the translation, the same verse. Watch this. God makes sky and soil, sea, and all the fish in it. Tell your neighbor, God will always do what He says. Now, the cream, you know, on the top of the cake, come on verse 8. Watch this. 146, 8. The Lord tell your neighbor, I pray your eyes will be open to spot the blessings. If you are way down because of a diagnosis given by the doctor, He promised to lift you up. We're not supposed to be down. The devil is the one who is down. Anytime he raises, it's just to fall again, to be under our feet. The Bible says that the righteous may fall 7 times, but God will pick them up every time he may fall. You are not meant to be down. It is on your DNA to stand up tall and worship your God. It says in here, the Lord loves the godly. Don't let whatever has happened at the end of last year or the beginning of the year to keep you down. It's not on your DNA. It is a lie from the devil. God loves godly people. You know what, Brother Preacher, give me this thing here in the backslide of translation. Just for the fun of it. He gives sight to the blind. He lifts up the fallen, and God loves good people. Amen? This year can be the best year of your life because God is a promise keeper. Now, there are a few things that you have to do. And this is the problem with most of us. We had a saint from another congregation that used to come on Tuesday morning. All of a sudden, start losing her voice. Just like overnight. Fever hit. She calls in, can you pray for my thyroid? I said, what? Back off. Start over again. What did you say? The woman's halfway crying, halfway normal. Can you pray for my thyroid? What's wrong with it? I don't know, but I'm losing my voice, and I think my thyroid is bad. I said, no, I'm not going to pray for your thyroid. Why not? You're a preacher, and you're tempting God. Do you know for sure your thyroid is bad? No. And you want me to join you tempting God to heal your thyroid? Can you pray for me? Whoa. Relax. The problem with many of us is that at the smallest symptom in our body, we panic. and our heart loses the peace it's supposed to have. So I want to tell you some things that you have to do to make this year the best year of your life and to be healthier than a bull. Proverbs 14, verse 30, tells you and I this. Read it with me. A peaceful heart. This is going to be the best year of your life because you're going to give peace to your heart. Yeah. Stop self-diagnosing. Yeah. I have fever. That's good. Your body's getting rid of the junk. Yeah. People, you lose their peace because at the first symptom, they get all bent out of shape and they get desperate. They lose the peace of their heart. The book says a peaceful heart leads to a healthy body. Amen. And let me tell you this. The devil will try to use even your family to take your peace away. And if he can't take your peace away, he's going to make your body sick. Is anybody hearing what I'm saying here? Yeah. Don't lose your peace at the first symptom. Don't lose your peace if your child decides to go cuckoo. You know, they have a hard time understanding that they don't have a choice. I tell mine all the time, you can make your life easier. Just follow the word, because you will come or you will come. Otherwise, you will come. You can come by love, or you can come by pain. You're a hooked fish. You don't have a choice. So you can make your life miserable, like a fish with a hook on their nose. You end up inside the boat, because once you're hooked, you're done. You will end up in the boat. So you're not going to take my sleep. Know my peace because of your nonsense. If the devil can take the peace of your heart, he's going to lead your body to be sick. But if you keep peace of mind, it's going to give you a healthy body. Can I hear an amen here? Amen. And by the way, if you have jealousy problem, get rid of it. That's the quickest way to get bone cancer. A wife of a preacher in Indiana called here. Is this Pastor Paul? I said, yes. Well, I'm a friend with blah, 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 bidi, bidi, bada, bada, bidi, bidi, bada, bada. All right. How may I pray for you? I've been diagnosed with cancer of my bones. So that's a piece of cake. Excuse me? That's a piece of cake. No, it's not. I got cancer on my bones. You want to be healed right away? Yes. I want you to repent from the jealousy you have. I beg your pardon. Oh, I hate when they do that. Do you want to be healed from the bone cancer, woman? Yes. Get rid of the jealousy. This is preposterous. All right, you have a Bible close to you. Yes, I do. Let's go to Proverbs 14:30. A peaceful heart leads to a healthy body. Jealousy is like cancer on the bones. Tell your neighbor, I'm not jealous of anybody. Mm-mm. You know what? Brother Ellis, can you give me the backslider translation here? A sound mind makes for a robust body. But runaway emotions let your heart be at peace. Will you? Let your heart be at peace. You're going to have a robust body. Amen? runaway emotions. If the devil can take your peace and your joy away because of that lousy grandchild of yours, he'll make you sick. Well, it's not my grandchild, it's my daughter. Then you're going to be sick. Runaway emotions corrode the bones. I tell my children, and when the grandchildren grow up, you better get your act together, because if you're going to you get locked up, don't even bother calling. I am not coming to see you. Somebody said once, man, this is harsh. You're a preacher. And you want me to lose my health because some bubblehead is out there doing nonsense? It ain't gonna happen. Period. Nobody's gonna force you to do what is wrong. Now, for you as parents and grandparents, there's not gonna be a gun in your head. Okay, lose the peace of your heart. It ain't gonna happen. It's a choice that we make. Don't lose your peace. Don't lose the peace of your heart because of the situation in which you are in right now. Don't lose your peace because of whatever your daughter or your son is doing, or your granddaughter, your grandson, or great-granddaughter, or great-grandson is doing right now. Don't lose your peace. When you do that, you keep your peace. You're going to have a healthy body. Amen? Another thing here. Do the opposite of what your flesh is doing. Number two thing you're supposed to do. In order to have the best year in your life, be cheerful. Even if you don't see the miracle right away, be cheerful. You know, I already planned the color I'm going to put on my plane. I already planned how my dashboard will be, my cockpit. And I already planned the trips that Mrs. Santa and I will do on that retractable gear. I don't see my miracle yet, but I'm all pumped up. And next year will be a jet. Now I'll settle for a propeller. Next year will be a jet. I already dream landing that fella. We're going to be cheerful. Even if we don't see the miracle yet. That's not on the Bible. You don't know your Bible. Let's go to Proverbs 17:22. Let me have the NLT. Read it with me. You know, turn to someone and say, you know, I'm choosing to be cheerful the whole year. Even if I can't see my miracle. People who allow themselves to be broken spirited too quick, it's going to sap all their strength. And this is why they get sick. But you don't understand, preacher. No, I don't. I don't have to understand. My Bible says that what eyes haven't seen, ears haven't heard, and has never penetrated this understanding here, is the good stuff God has prepared to me. So I did my part. I pray. I'm cheering up. But everything is going wrong. That's God's business. I'm taking God at His word. He has the power to make new things out of nothing. So I am not stuck with the situation. I am not dwelling in the problem. I'm not looking at the difficulty. You know, just to give you a quick one. We've got a check for $160 that we have been robbed by a company in the United States of America. So they got their act together and they send us back the money, $160. We agreed that we're going to give half to the building fund. So I said, you know what? We're going to give the whole thing to the building fund. But I could use that $160, by the way. I placed that money on the offering on Wednesday at 8 something. By the time we got home, somebody from the People's Republic of Pennsylvania gave us a check for $1,000. The God who has the power of out of nothing make new things. We cashed that baby as fast as we could before they changed their mind. Split in half. And I've been paying my tithe with cash. Your miracle may not be here right now. The things you expect may not be here right now. But I am here to tell you, cheer up. Cheer up. Your God is known for keeping his promise. If you let your spirit be broken because you're expecting to get married in December and you didn't, and your spirit is broken, all your strength will be sapped out of you. And that's when the cancer will knock in. Folks, you serve a super duper God. I wish there would be an easier way to put it for you to understand. Be cheerful. Let me tell you something. Third step. If things is not happening in your timing, don't give up. God has his way to do things. Watch this. Elder Ellis, can you give me please Proverbs 18:14? Let's start with the New Living Translation. The human spirit can endure a sick body. But who can bear a crushed spirit? Don't let the devil crush your spirit. Because you're asking for something you think that would have come in your time and it didn't. No! A crushed spirit nobody can bear. So if it's not coming like you thought it would come, cheer up. Stand on the word. Don't give up. Because having a cheered up spirit, you're going to make it through the sickness that may stop by. You know, let me tell you something. When the sickness comes to your body, it does not come to stay. It comes to pass. Are you with me here?
Yes.
You were not made to be sick forever. God placed on your body elements that will fight sickness. So don't let your spirit be crushed. Whatever situation you face it now, it didn't come to stay. It came to pass. And it is going to pass because your God promised to take care of you. The problem with us is that we get too stuck on whatever is happening. Listen to this. Elder Ellis, can you give me Proverbs 18:20? Be careful with your word. Be careful with what you say. You know why? Wise words satisfies like a good meal. The right words bring satisfaction. Don't repeat what the doctors told you. Don't repeat the diagnosis your mama thinks you have. My family was bad on this. My mother wants to smack me on my face, a grown-up man. I came in, I'm sneezing like crazy. She said, "You getting a cold?" I said, "I bind that word in the name of Jesus. I'm not getting no cold." She went, "Wham! That's not the way you talk to your mother." I said, "I don't have a cold. Whether you like it or not. So why are you sneezing?" "So because of so many dust on your house." Wham again. So I had to get somebody to come and clean the house. But it wasn't it. It's just change on the climate. I get out from a dry, cold place and I get in now and rain is coming down. You know, the humidity is way up there. So the body's taking some time to adjust. Watch out with your words. Don't keep repeating what the doctor said. "Well, my financial advisor said I'm going to be broke in 5 years. Baloney. Wise words satisfy us like a good meal. The right words bring satisfaction. So what is the right words? I'm going to have, or this is going to be the best year ever in my life. I'm going to be healthier than last year. I'm going to be wealthier than last year. Although I make the same money." Huh? Wise words satisfy like a good meal. The right words bring satisfaction. Don't let your words destroy you. Now watch this. Can I have the backslider translation here, please? Words satisfies the mind as much as fruit does the stomach. Good talk is as gratifying. Tell somebody, we're going to talk good about ourselves throughout the year. Watch out for your lips. The New King James put it in a very interesting way. Watch this. A man's stomach shall be satisfied from the fruit. Watch out what comes out of your mouth. That is going to fill your stomach. From the produce of his lips. If you keep talking about my diabetes, you will have diabetes. "Well, Pastor, I've been suffering from depression all my life." From the produce of his lips, he shall be filled. You know, sometimes simple things like you sneeze, God bless you. What do you mean to say? I don't want you to say anything. But would it be smart if every time you sneeze, you say, "By his stripes, I'm healed." Yeah. When I burp, I say, "By his stripes, I'm healed." So back off. No chance. If I'm passing gas, "By his stripes, I'm healed." The Bible said that from the produce of our lips, we shall be filled. Is that correct? Now listen to the King James. Brother preacher, may I have the King James. A man's belly shall be satisfied with the fruit of his mouth. So if you say that you have a bad stomach, your belly, where your stomach is, will be bad. "Oh, I have a urinary problem." Yes, you will. Unless your intestine is on your head or on your foot. Whatever you say, your belly will correspond to your words. Watch out what you're saying. With the increase of his lips shall he be filled. Watch out what you say about yourself. This will be the best year ever in my life. And nothing is going to change. Maybe I should let you see verse 21 too. Death and life. Whatever you're saying about you, you're going to swallow it. That's why I always say I'm blessed and highly favored. End of story. A very good friend said, "Preacher, you owe the Lord 30 days, my backsliding sheep. I have a sheep that comes to church 6 times a year. And he says he's a member here." I said, "Doc, don't even go there. Don't even go there. I don't have anything you may think I have." "Well, my friend, I'm sorry to tell you, but you do." I said, "No, I do not." It came not to stay, but it came to pass. Can't stick on me because there is a blood that runs within me with my blood, which is called the blood of Jesus. Where that sickness cannot stick, it just slides right out. Can't stay. So we better watch what we're saying about ourselves. Elder Ellis, may I please have the NLT? I'm still on the King James Version. Now we're back to normal. The tongue can bring death or life. Those who love to talk, yikes. Tell somebody, we're going to be talking good about ourselves. The whole year. Because this will be the best year ever in our lives. Amen? As you keep talking yourself into this, you will see the consequences. Good stuff is going to start happening. Yes. Left and right. Yes. Left and right. Yes. Left and right. Yes. And you know, I even thought about, now that I have a good yard, I may ask for a boat. She likes a boat. I don't, but she likes a boat. Oh, you don't want it? All right, then we don't have a boat. We will talk things into existence. You know, things may not be looking as promising as we might have wished at the beginning of the year. Nevertheless, we must not cave in from the get-go, because our God is a promise keeper, and He will not let you and I down. God bless you.